Digital Arena on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Basketball in March.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
Live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale and Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, hosted by Byron Jones and Victor Orocho, brought to you by The Sportscast. Today is March 19th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to The Sportscast on all your channels, YouTube, X, Spotify, iTunes. You also can catch us on your favorite podcast streaming channels. We're on Spotify. You pick it. We are there. Look for Jersey Boys Sports Talk. You see my face and Byron's face. We are two boys from Amboy. We are Jersey Boys, but we just happen to be living in different states at this moment right now. So let's get it on. If you haven't yet, if you like what you see on the show, subscribe to the YouTube channel, smash the like button, hit the notifications. We're always welcoming guests. We always want to hear our comments. We have some of our favorite guests coming in comments, putting their opinions in. There's no right or wrong opinion. The art of sport is debate. And let's get this bad boy going, Mr. Byron Jones. It is really cold out here. What's going on? What does that mean? It's absolutely, yes, it's cold. What's that mean?
Well, we're doing flag football. We finally decided to take the kids outside. And it's too cold to be out there, man. This is the 30s, man, messing around with the kids, man. Out there, it's cold. And then we got one kid that really doesn't want to be there, and he just makes everybody else just miserable, and particularly me.
So let me ask you a question. Was it like 70 the other day?
It was 83 last week.
Oh, man, a good number, by the way. Yeah. It was 83 last week, and that is hilarious. Let me see how we looking in Fort Lauderdale, baby. It is a chilly 68 degrees and rainy.
Oh, wow. Rain.
Yeah. Man, it's lousy the last couple of days. I was at my club, you know, where sometimes at the Tower Club, and it's what used to be the highest building. Shout out to the Tower Club, Fort Lauderdale. It used to be the tallest building in Fort Lauderdale, and now these new condos come up taller. So it's the like 30th floor, Byron. It's beautiful views, but when you're up there and it's rainy and cloudy, it's gloomy, like nobody was there. All right, let's bring to our show one of our favorite buddies from our hometown, Amboy, New Jersey. Unfortunately, he is a Jet fan, but we still love him, but you know, he's gonna come into the Lions there, baby. All right, Mr. Anthony Jets Nation, welcome back to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, sir.
What's good, gentlemen, what's going on?
Oh, it's okay. Are you like, wasn't Sam Darnold the guy that said he was seeing ghosts? Is that why you got glasses on?
Man.
Who's the quarterback, Byron, said he was seeing ghosts?
Sam Darnold, that was him.
Well, he was playing for the Jets.
Yeah, but we really can't say anything about it because he's a world champion now. So
he can't. But while he was a Jet, he saw ghosts.
Been to Patriots, I didn't see ghosts. But come on, man, let's keep it rolling. Don't come back.
It must be Hoffa buried under the stadium.
Yeah, that's where you guys play at.
Yeah. Oh, you really? Where do you play?
Yeah.
All right,
let's
talk about some of the free agent contracts. So Darnell Mooney to the Giants, 1 year contract worth up to $10 million. Hey, as long as we're not paying the $30 million range for receivers, I'm okay with that. What do you think about this signing? And I got some information about it while you tell me. What do you think, Byron?
Good signing. He is a deep threat. The last couple of years he's had the dropsies though. But, you know, when he's on his game, man, you know, he's pretty good. You know, he can take the top right off a defense. So, you know, he's going to be the perfect complement to Malik Nabers and Darius Slay, who has some speed, and, you know, whoever else they end up drafting. But, yeah, that was a good signing by the Giants.
Well, let me tell you what it says about him. From 2020, 2003, it was 4 years, he has 4,000 yards. So he's a 1,000-yard receiver. That's not bad.
Nope, not bad at all.
So I mean, I'll take that. I mean, I ain't got no problem with that. I'm gonna close some of these things. So, Froggy, how you doing out there?
I'm good, brother. How you been?
What's going on? All right. What do you think? What do you think about a receiver 4 years with 1,000 yards bringing to the Giants? Hey, only man. $10 million.
I mean, you know, he's a number two receiver. I mean, you know, this is
got Malik Neighbors. Everybody's gonna be number two on that team.
Hey, but I say he's a decent number two. I mean, he could get you some yak yards after the catch too, because he can fly down the field. So I think it's a good pickup for the Giants. You know what I'm saying? For the money, it's a good deal.
I think I'm gonna go down this list. So sorry. Santiago, but I don't think I'm going to be doing this.
You see, when I talk about two guys players, I don't be hating on them. I call them out for what they are.
You're talking about somebody with ghosts because you have glasses on. That's all I was saying. That's all I'm saying. I saw sunglasses. I see ghosts.
I just feel like Stevie Wonder today. That's all.
Man. That's how Sam Darnold felt when he played for the Jets.
I'll take them off if you feel comfortable.
All right, let's go. All right, so I'm going to go through some of these banners, but let me just go through these picks. It's a little bit easier for me, right? All right, so because it's in an order. We got Darnell Mooney, right? We re-signed outside offensive lineman Joshua Ezuda.
Ezuda.
What do you think about him? At least he's a lineman. 6'4", 310.
Put it this way, you don't want him to be a starter. Man. He's, you know, he's a good backup. You know, he's an okay backup. You know, and you know, while they just fix things on the offensive line, you know, they need to sign a couple more. But you know, he's a good sign. You know, on the cheap too.
All right. Well, he's that's an offensive lineman. You know, he's need backup lineman. I like this guy, safety Pinnock. We free agent. We got another defensive player, safety. What do you think about him, Byron? He's got 6.5 sacks.
I think originally he was a Jet. He was a Jet at one time, I think, right?
Is that right, Anthony?
Pennock?
Who was that?
Jason Pennock. Pinnock.
I think he was a Jet.
I don't know.
I hit Henry Kerr. He was with the LA Rams. He was fifth round pick by the Jets in 2021.
Come on, Frog. Know you guys, man. Know you guys. Come on.
Well, we got him. He's pretty good.
He's a fifth rounder. Come on, give me a break, guys.
Brady flew under the radar. Oh, and then we got another wide receiver free agent. What do you think about Calvin Austin III?
That's a good pickup because he's a kick returner, punt returner. He's got some speed. You know, basically, they're trying to replicate what Wandell Robinson did. Kind of the same receiver, explosive, blah blah blah. Right. Hopefully, he'll work out. You know, since Wandell, took the money and ran to Tennessee.
Well, let him take it. You know, I'd rather spread the wealth right now, right? He had 84 catches and 1,100 yards with the Steelers. I mean, it was the Steelers, right? So that's pretty good. And I like the Steelers, nothing against them, and my buddy Joey Bag of Donuts, but 1,100 yards. With the Steelers, 48 regular season, 16 starts for the Steelers, amassed 84 yards, 1,100, okay, and 8 touchdowns. 5'9", he's little, 162 pounds, but he's pretty quick. Yep. So that's a good pickup there. Elijah Campbell, defensive back, Elijah Campbell. We're waiting on his – pending on his physical terms. Let's move on to him. We re-signed Zaire Barnes. What do you think of that, Byron?
Then a backup, another backup, for special teams. Because don't forget, Harbaugh's specialty was special teams coach before he became the head coach. So, he's pretty good at special teams.
Yeah, he's a prior to NFL, Barnes played season with Western Michigan and first team All-MAC. Okay. We talked about the punter. You told me he was All-Pro. So that's a good sign. We're paying him good money, by the way, for a punter.
Yes, they did. And the kicker, too.
And we got a good kicker.
Hey, all the Baltimore players.
Shout out to my friend Ashley at the Laureate. She did not like us taking her kicker. Number three. He's number three in Dolphin history in scoring.
The only thing with the kicker is that Graham Gano is still under contract. Because remember, at the end of, I think toward the end of last year when he hurt his neck. So he's still under contract and still with them until, he can pass a physical and they can cut him after that.
Okay. We'll see what happens there. We talked about Greg Newsome, cornerback. I think that's a good signing.
former first round pick, you know, a show me pick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm much liking the moves he's making, right? Here's the outside. We got offensive lineman. We re-signed Aaron Stinney.
Good pick.
6'3", 312. I mean, these are some big boys.
Smash mouth football, man. What do you always say? Big boy football in the NFC East.
NFC East, big boy football, right. It's smash. It's at the lines. You win the game at the lines in there. We got Ardarius Washington, safety. Small safety, though. He's 5'8", 180 pounds for a safety. And he was originally with the Ravens, so maybe that's where he came. Huh?
A lot of Ravens.
He went to TCU, joined the Ravens, redshirt freshman, recorded 5 interceptions in 12 games. But that's a tiny safety, though. 5'8"? I mean, usually a corner is that size. We re-signed Art Green, tight end Isaiah Likely. That's a good one. That one I like.
That's a good one. Good one.
That's a real good one. And then here's the big boy, 6'3", 300-pound fullback, named to 6 Pro Bowls and was selected as an All-Pro each of his last 3 seasons, including first-team All-Pro. That is Patrick Ricard. What do you think about that, Anthony Jets Nation?
Hey, man, he's that prototype fullback. You guys are going to use him a lot.
Fullback. He's not a prototype fullback. He's what is big. He's like Brandon. That's Brandon Jacobs size, isn't it?
What is his position on the field? I'm saying, is he an H-back, fullback, or what do they call him, Byron?
Fullback. Yeah. All right. So that's not a prototypical fullback. That's a lineman playing fullback.
All right. So usually we got, he's a big dude, right? So, I mean, I think he's going to be playing, running the ball for you guys with that power, personnel, with that big power.
He's not running.
You don't think so?
I think Byron will run. He'll be our version of the push.
You paid him $8 million a year to just block? Like, that's it?
He's a good
pass. We pay him $8 million to win. Go ahead, Byron. Sorry.
He's a good pass receiver, you know, for a fullback. You know,
I think you're going to use him. They used him in Baltimore a couple of times.
He weighs 305 pounds. So, he's not the prototypical fullback. He's way past that.
Exactly. Like, a fullback is big and stout. Like, you know, he's like a scatterboo, but just taller. That's what a fullback is like, right? But even Brandon Jacobs was in 300 pounds, and he was big.
He was like 260.
Right. Yeah. 40 pounds is a lot.
Hey, he's a big guy. He's a fullback. That's all I can. You told me. You asked me. He's a fullback.
I'm just saying prototypical.
You guys paid him all that money. You're not going to give him the ball, like, to get a touchdown.
You pay linemen a lot of money for them not to protect the quarterback, right? So
yeah, but they get the ball sometimes. They call plays for the linemen.
Yeah, for the Jets maybe.
Hey, we had
Jumbo Allen scored. Okay, listen to me. Our offensive lineman is 6'4", 310 pounds. That's the offensive lineman we re-signed, okay? And this guy is – let's get to it. He's 6'3", 300 pounds. You can't tell the difference. I mean, that's a big. I mean, Scatterwood don't even have to look over him.
You gonna take Love with the 5th pick in the draft? So you have a running back?
No, I think we're good at running back. If anything, Byron, I think we either trade for more pick, if it was me, or build that line, get more offensive linemen.
Yeah, they should, like, you know, trade down. Not too far down, you know, because we don't have a third round pick this year.
Right.
We'll, you know, get that back, you know, some kind of way, and, you know, pick another lineman, you know, right tackle, not an edge rusher, but a defensive line or something.
Why we want linemen, Anthony? That's the bottom line.
You need offensive linemen?
Yeah, we need linemen. I mean, we got a star receiver. We got a couple other receivers. We're good at running back. I'll go through the depth chart in a little bit. Look, let me just tell you real quick. Go through the depth chart in a little bit, but our biggest problem has always been on our line, particularly our offensive line, right? And for us, we need to smash. We got the backs now to play it. We got this Picard and Scadaboo alone or something. You know, as long as Dart slides, we got a running quarterback. You know, we got a good tight end. We got a number one receiver. We got a couple other receivers coming in. Our biggest problem Byron and I had, we've been saying to rebuild this team for the last 6-plus years, is where, right? Start from the middle, start at the line, and go out, right? So I want to stack. That's why I re-signed these guys. Like Byron said, he's a good backup. I'll take as many backups as can. It's just I think what was it, Byron? How many games that we didn't have a same starting line? You gave me some 100-and-something games.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was something crazy.
Imagine going, you know, linemen, even defensive line, but even more important, Anthony, offensive linemen. What makes like when Patriots and Brady were there, the same thing with the Chiefs, you know, the Eagles, you know, when those linemen play together for such a long time, they click.
Right.
Right, it's timing, it's pulling, it's timing, and you're talking about timing with 300-pound guys. You know, they're not ballerinas, right? And they're linemen. So, with all due respect to linemen, because they're very important, they're not the greatest athletes, right?
Whoa!
Wait a second. I'm talking about offensive. I'm talking about offensive linemen. Wait a second. If we had timeout, let's make it real. Okay.
Shots fired, Byron.
Yeah, but he's defensive. Like defensive linemen are very skilled, right? Because they have to be agility. They have to do a lot of stuff.
So
offensive linemen are athletes. They're professionals. These guys are great athletes. Let's not take anything away from them. But if you had to pick the positions, if you had to go in order of the positions, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, linebackers, defensive backs, including safeties, receivers, running backs, quarterbacks, forget about the kickers. Who would be your first athletic position?
I'm going to take Trent Williams of the 49ers. That would be my first pick.
I'm talking about
to stop my line?
As an athletic position player. I'm just saying to you guys, you're dogging me. I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just going in the level of the hierarchy. But that's what makes them so important. What makes them great is when they work together. Right, so we had 100-something games that we never had the same lineup starting. That's a problem.
Yeah, I hear you.
Big problem. Now we got the back. So again, that goes back to us drafting. No offense, offensive linemen. You guys protect the most valuable asset on the team, which is the quarterback. Right. So I had nothing but love for them, but
you know. Centers are like quarterbacks on the line, man. They
got
to call out the line assignments, what side you shift from right to left, like what coverage is on what side. They got a job to do too. The linemen, man, it starts up front. I would say that. So
I'm thinking Byron.
I'm thinking a left tackle, man, like a Jonathan Ogden, like that. Kind
oh of my guy. Goodness!
Yeah,
what a monster. What was he like? 6'8", 2 something.
He was huge.
Great left tackle that could be solidified in that position would make me super happy.
Yep.
we protect Dart. We got some run game, right? We got a massive. We got another lineman running the ball. Right. Literally, we're gonna have six linemen on the field.
Yeah.
Right. So again, for me, I would like to see another offensive lineman for me. Right, or a defensive player, because I'm still a little concerned with our defensive backfield, but we're picking up some guy. I think our off front line is good. Our adding our linebackers are pretty good. Our defensive backs make me a little nervous.
We need Dex needs some help on the defensive line. You know?
Yeah.
So we need to shore that up a little bit more too.
Yeah. So on either side of the ball, we want linemen. That's where I would go there.
The guy from Miami might be on the board.
Well, Christian Wilkins?
No, well, what's his name? Is it Baines? What's his name from Miami?
Oh, the lineman? Yeah.
Yeah, he might be there. That guy's good, Byron.
We'll see. You know, right, we got our signing of Tremaine Edmonds. Didn't you like that pick, Byron?
Yep. Got a solid, you know, young linebacker. He's 27 years old. You know, he's been successful in the league, you know, since he's been in. So, yes, that's a very good signing. And, you know, he's going to shore it up. And hopefully he'll be a little bit better than, you know, what we have with Bobby Okereke. Yeah, he wasn't bad, but he just, you know, you get tired of seeing your linebacker tackle people 3-4 yards downfield. That gets old after a while.
And then we re-signed offensive tackle Jermaine Illuminor.
Yeah. That's the right tackle that we had last year.
Played. Yeah. He had 76 starts.
Yeah. He's been around the block for a minute.
He's been good. All right. Yeah. March. And then we got the kicker, Jason Sanders. That's a big one. We're paying him some good money.
Yeah. For a kicker.
He's the second. We need kickers. Look, you know, we need kickers. And we re-signed your favorite, Evan O'Neal.
I can't keep beating that guy up. I'm done. I'm finished.
And then we got, look at this guy. Hey, I didn't realize Hodgins is that big. We got wide receiver Isaiah Hodgins, right? He's 6'3", 200 pounds, Byron.
Yeah, you need to receive it, go up there and get it. You know, the jump ball.
He's skinny, though. He's at 200 pounds. I mean, I'm 6 foot.
He's big enough.
He needs to put some weight on him because that's skinny.
Nah, he'd be all right.
We got linebacker. We re-signed Mekhi McFadden. What do you think about him?
He's a good linebacker, but he gets hurt like every year.
No, he's got to do something. We released Chris Board. We released the punter, James Gillen.
Yeah, that's the Scottish Hammer, whatever they call the guy.
Yeah, and he's lefty. Outside linebacker, we re-signed Caleb Murphy. What do you think about him? He's a decent size. He's an outside linebacker, 6'3", 254.
They're all backup. You know, they're all backup. They're all, you know, special teams kind of guy. That's all, you know, they're just trying to shore it up.
We waived the safety. Anthony Johnson got waived. Gunner, we re-signed the wide receiver Gunner.
He's a good return guy.
I like him. Yeah. We got rid of Hudson. Was released. Yeah, released Bobby.
Remember James Hudson? The game he had, it was against Dallas when he swung at the guy. The guy coming up the field, he like took a swing at him on the way by. That was him. And got replaced in halftime.
They got rid of him. All righty. We went through that. Let's go here. All right, Giants. Let's go here. So we talked about Pinnock, a 1 year deal worth $1.2 million. Oh, Sony, it's a 1 year deal. What was with the Steelers before Jason Pinnock? All right. So that was your guy from the Jets. We got Giants rework Burns. That's good. Newsom, we talked about. Free agency, Isaiah Likely, 3 years, $40 million. Tremaine, 3 years, $36 million. These aren't big deals. This is pretty good. They're doing all right, Byron.
Yeah, but
look at 1 year deal with Mooney, 1 year deal with Calvin Austin.
Spend wisely.
Well, I think they're doing – I don't see anything bad with what they're doing right now. Ricard, 2 years, $7 million. Greg Newsom, 1 year. Look at it, all 1 year deals, Byron.
Yeah, prove it deals, all these guys.
But they got to be coming there for a reason.
Because Harbaugh is there.
That's what I'm saying. They're coming there for a reason because look at that, 1 year deal, 1 year deal, 1 year deal. I mean, if you're signing guys for 1 year deal, they're seeing something. We got a 1 year deal with O'Neal. He's winning.
But Neil,
this is his last shot.
Boo!
But it's his last shot, Byron. Should be happy with that. Okay, hold on a second. Giants secretly had a great off season, going to be used like Travis Kelce, Malik Neighbors, Cam Scadwell getting healthy, Nagy offense designed specifically around that. Jason Dart. Giants running low on salary cap. Byron, you want to explain that to our listeners and our audience? We got a comment in here.
Yeah, what it is, you know, you get a certain amount you have to spend. And, you know, before free agency, and then you have a certain amount of money that you have to have, you know, on your rookie class. So the Giants are kind of close to not having enough money to sign a clap. So what they're going to have to do is to rework other, you know, some other, you know, other players' contracts. And, you know, they could, it'll be fixed before the draft and everything. But, yeah, it's not a problem. It's just, you know.
So pretty much we're spending the money.
Yeah.
Give
them more upfront money.
Hey, I want to shout out. I want to shout out to our boy from Amboy, Mr. Brian Bishop. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Look what he puts on the show, Brian Bishop. What's up, my brother?
What's up, Brian? Bets. We party that bets all the time.
We love the Giants. I love the Giants. Not liking that Jets background.
Oh wow, really, Brian? I still love y'all, man.
Welcome to the show, baby.
Where I love you? Brian. Put it up. So
Brian, thanks for tuning in, my brother. Hope you and the family, we love all the Bishop family. Everybody no out doubt, there, thanks for joining sure. the show. Don't doubt the show. Hey, Santiago gave you some love.
Yeah, because you guys thanks are jumping on me, man. Thanks a lot, bro.
J-E-T, Jets.
I can't.
They like that, right? We warned you in the pregame. Hey,
I'm not going back there.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Giants missed out on veteran guard Wyatt Teller, free agency. That sucked. Let's go here. Rams explode. For Devontae. AJ. Well, let's talk. Uh-oh. All right. Justin Field. Jets trade Justin Field. You're happy with that, aren't you?
Hey, we got a six-round pick Chiefs for next year.
Six-round pick?
Yeah, next year it'll be.
What do you think about that, Byron? What are they thinking? Do you think they could rehab him or something? They think he's good if what's his name gets Patrick Mahomes get hurt? What's he thinking there?
No, Patrick's coming back from ACL, so you don't know if he's going to be ready, you know, at the beginning of the season. And you know, maybe you figure between Bieniemy and Reed there, maybe they could fix this kid. You know, maybe they could do. You know, he's still young, he's talented. It's just that maybe he needs, you know, he needs a reset. You know, go sit with the Chiefs. They're not expecting me to do anything, and just fix his career. Because, you know, it's never too late. You know, I think that, you know, he can run the ball. He can throw a ball country mile. It's just that he just hasn't been in the right situations at all.
Well, let me tell you, for me, if it was me, right, being Justin Fields, I'd be happy as heck. I'm going to an incredible coach who's coached nothing but great quarterbacks. Donovan McNabb, right? He had Alex Smith. He did pretty well with Alex Smith. And then he got, you know, I don't know if he got lucky or whatever, but he got Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid has done well with quarterbacks. He turned Michael Vick's career around, right? Okay. So if I was Justin Fields, now I'm going behind one of the probably generational quarterbacks that exist in Patrick Mahomes, right? So you're going to get to learn from him, how he works, how he studies, and so forth. I always would always want to take something on not how much they would just pay me, but I always wanted to make sure that I could learn from somebody. Does that make sense? I think that's a good – if that was me, that's a good place to go. What are your thoughts there, Anthony Jets Nation?
I mean, you know, I'm happy for him. I mean, he needs – he's a running quarterback. He's going to – I think they just got him for a couple of games to Patrick get back because he knows how to start in this league, and they're going to use him. So, you know, like Andy Reid will find plays for him. And I'm happy for him. Let him, you know, we'll see what he does. You know, they got Patrick over there. He ain't going to play a lot. He's just a backup.
But my narrative was more of like, if there's a place for, because I don't think he was a good fit for the Jets, right? He didn't do well for you guys. You guys, Geno Smith is better at this moment in time than Justin Fields. My only point was, and I think Byron was agreeing, is like if there's a place for a young quarterback like him to go, that's probably one of the best places to go, right?
Yeah,
Bieniemy, he's a great coach. Like yeah, I mean, going to Kyle Shanahan, going to O'Donnell. But to me, going to O'Donnell is one thing. Going to Shanahan is another thing. But going to Andy Reid, Bieniemy, and Patrick Mahomes, you got the whole package there. Like, if you can't make it, after being coached by and playing under those guys, then you just don't belong in the NFL.
Well, like, we'll see. For a 6-round pick we got next year, we'll see what it's worth.
Okay. Well, you know, you're not unhappy you lost them, right?
Oh, not at all. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, for me, he only duked for like 1,300 yards. That's not going to pick it in the NFL. Like,
no.
He's going to run first before he throws. That's the way he was to me.
One I was talking again with my friend Ashley. Shout out to Ashley. Let me make sure I get the comments in here. Brash and Jets. Oh, Santiago keeps going up. This one was interesting for me because my neighbor mentioned this, but they got a lot of picks for him. They got a lot of picks. They got a lot of draft capital for Jalen, and they should. I like Jalen Waddle. I would have liked him, right, Byron?
Yeah,
that would have been a good pickup, but he's probably too expensive for us.
Yeah, man, that was a little bit too much. They mortgaged. Broncos gave up too much for that. Man,
the Broncos are in pretty good shape, though. It's not like they needed a lot, but adding him to Sean Payton and this Bo Nix, I mean, that's a good move for Waddle and a good move for the Broncos.
A first, a third, and a fourth for that dude? Come on, man. Good.
Byron, what do you think about Waddle?
Waddle is a true number one receiver. You know, even though he was with Tyreek Hill, you know, they were two number ones, you know, 1A, 1B. Waddle has been a great receiver since, you know, he came in the NFL, even, you know, Alabama too. You know, he's got speed. You know, he's not a real big guy, but, you know, he can take the top off, the stadium or whatever you call it, just with his speed. And by the Denver Broncos, they're just looting up, man, for another run, you know, because you figure Bo Nix got hurt. You know, if they had a halfway decent quarterback, they probably ended up in
Super Bowl. They would have been in the Super Bowl for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Jay, that was a great pick. I wish we would have got that guy.
I think they pretty much overpaid a little bit, Brian, Byron, for me.
I don't know what's up with the Dolphins. They're just dumping everything. Everybody, you know, Tua, Tyreek Hill, Waddle. I saw a list. It's like a whole big old list of guys that they've gotten, you know, rid of.
Who is Malik gonna throw the ball to? I mean, he got Achan there still. He's lucky to have Achan. Achan's good. So
yeah, he's a running back. How many times you gonna throw the ball to? 100 times?
I know. I mean, that's right. That's right. I don't see that happening. They gotta get a receiver in the draft.
Since you're the Jet expert here, how many first-round picks the Jets got? Don't they have a bunch next year, too?
They got three next year, and then they got two this year. So, Byron, what's crazy? Now that they got rid of Fields with that 16th pick, I truly believe they might take Ty Simpson, for real. They might. I really now see maybe that's the move they can make this year and maybe get their quarterback. Because we need to try to start building a quarterback.
Because I think the Rams have the 13th pick. I got to check that out.
Listen, the Jets got to do it. If they feel that this the guy, you know, they got to pull the trigger. Because they still got picks next year. If they want, they can go after another quarterback. So.
Yeah, but why? Say, for example, they take if they take Ty Simpson, they're going to be stuck with Ty, you know, for the next 3 or 4 years because, you know, it's going to be in a rookie contract, blah, 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 you know, whatever. And right. But if they team one of the quarterbacks that are coming out next year, like, you know, Dante Moore from Oregon, you know, Arch Manning from
You know, the Mannings are not going to let his son play for the Jets. So that's not going to happen.
Are they going to pull a
San Diego? They already talked about that.
They're going to pull a San Diego?
He would do the same thing Eli did with San Diego. His nephew would do the same thing to the Jets. That's how I think that would probably happen because they're not going to let them play with the Jets. No man is going to play with the Jets.
Yo, can you hear me?
Where'd you go? Dinner? You went to dinner?
Nah, man. My Mac is just dying. That's why I have two computers.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah, bro. I got to remove some storage. It messed me up. All righty. So where were we? Jason Waddle, right?
Jalen
Waddle.
Jalen.
I think it was a really good move for them.
Oh, it's a good player for them. They need to help Sutton out. Sutton's a big, big receiver, and Waddle's that little stat. I mean, Waddle's going to be making some noise. I'm telling you. I mean,
that's going to help Denver out a lot. He took the ball over the top, right? I like Byron said, he's the number one. He's a good. That's a good move for the Broncos. Are going to be dangerous. Let me tell you with him. Well, he wasn't hurt with the Dolphins. It's just
hurt in the playoffs.
All right, let me get here. Oh, here we go. All right, what do we got here now? Why can't I see this? All right, here we go. Eagles are signing former wide receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown. What do you think about that for $10
million? You talking to me?
Byron, or you, Anthony. Hollywood Brown's okay. I mean, but Eagles are a weird group.
He's kind of a small receiver. He's not that big. He's fast as lightning, but he's not a big guy at all. And I don't know, you know, what the Eagles are trying to do. But you know, you figure with AJ Brown and his situation, and you know, Devontae Smith, you don't even know the guy's on a team, and you know, he just comes to work, you know, every day, and then you're getting Hollywood Brown, who's been, you know, hurt. You know, I think he's with Baltimore. He's hurt there. Then with Kansas City, he was hurt there. And you know, is he going to come to Philly? You know, hopefully, knock on wood, the guy doesn't get hurt there. You know, come to Philly and get hurt. But he's just a weird kind of setup with the way they're receiver the situation is.
Well, yeah, I wasn't clear on that one for $10 million, but we'll see what happens. How do you like this one, Anthony? This is all you.
What's that?
Minkah Fitzpatrick signed to the Jets. He's pretty
good. Like I said, man, you're bringing a professional on the back end, which we need. We didn't have any interceptions last year, and I'm quite sure with him, Nashawn Wright, those guys are going to get some interceptions this year. I can almost guarantee we'll get an interception this season. So I can say.
You're going to get one?
I'm going to just start by saying like this, Victor, and hear me out. I guarantee we'll have an interception this season coming up. All right.
One.
I ain't gonna say how many. I ain't gonna put a number.
It's 17 games. That's kind of broad statement.
I can guarantee. All right. You want me to throw a number? Like a number with the way that they built up that back end and the team, you know, how they picked up some of the players in a free agent. I'll throw a good number at you. They'll have about close to double digits. How's that?
Close to double digits is 10.
10.
Dude, 10. I had 7 in a year.
Vic, we can't go get 7. I'm not gonna put that number out there. I said close to double digits.
That's some funny stuff. All right, let's finish with this and then bring up this is interesting.
The Colts signed basketball forward Victor
Carson Towell and are converting him for an NFL tight end. That's pretty interesting. What do you think about that, Byron?
Well, I got one comment about the other thing. The only reason I'm being nice to Frog about, you know, Minkah Fitzpatrick is that he's a Jersey guy. I had to bring that up. So
We got to show him. That's what's up, Byron.
That's a Jersey guy. So I'll root for
him. No question.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, when they're trying to convert, you know, another basketball player, you know, to football. You know, work that you figure Antonio Gates was one, you know, the biggest name, you know, just went in the Hall of Fame, you know, as far as being a, you know, basketball player with the football. And Graham, I can't think of his first name,
played with Graham,
the New Orleans.
And he played at the University of Miami. He was good.
Yeah, and you know him, and then Tony Gonzalez, another Hall of Fame, you know, guy that played basketball, Cal, and played you know, NFL football. So yeah, you know, it can happen, but you know, we'll see how it works out.
Well, back in the day, or a long time ago, however you want to say it, NFL used to recruit a lot of basketball players to NFL. So I got a pretty funny story for you that I heard on the radio. So Pat Riley. You know, Pat Riley was drafted in the NFL.
Yep.
Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
He was drafted in basketball, and he was drafted in football. And when he was drafted in football, he was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. And he used to play quarterback. I don't think he was playing quarterback at that time, but he played quarterback, and that's the position he wanted to play. And he was like, he was on the radio station. He was like, listen, if I'm going to go with you guys play football and not play basketball, and I want to be playing quarterback. If I'm not going to play quarterback, I don't want to play. Well, we got this other guy that we're bringing on. He goes, well, you know what? If you're bringing someone else in the quarterback position, I'm going to go play basketball. And he goes on to say, he goes, man, you know what the name of that other guy's name was? Was. Now I can't remember his name. She is. Oh, man. He's famous. Who's the guy won?
Don't say Dandy Don. I'm going to say Roger Staubach.
Yeah, it was Roger Staubach.
Yeah. Okay?
Roger Staubach. He goes, and then Pat Riley, they go, really? He goes, man, I made the best decision of my life because there's no way. I would have been able to play Roger Staubach. So I thought that was a good story, right? Riley's laughing about it, how he's demanding to play quarterback. If he would have went there, he would have definitely not played. So basketball was a good move for him. But they used to recruit a lot of NFL players back then were basketball, you know, athletes in basketball they were recruiting. They were tall, they were big, you could run forward, back, jump. So I think that was a good move. And guess who's going back to the Vikings? So the Vikings got Carson Wentz, J.J. McCarthy, and Kyler Murray.
And didn't your neighbor's kid play for them too?
Max Brosner, yeah. So now you got four quarterbacks?
Yeah, he's still there. Yeah, they got four.
Wow.
Somebody's not going to be there next year.
Yeah. Well, you know it's not going to be Carson Wentz, number one.
JJ might be on the way out the door.
Who?
McCarthy, JJ McCarthy.
That's why they had to fire
the GM?
The GM. I mean, you know, that guy made a bad move.
Yeah, he did.
He made a bad move. You had two quarterbacks that get paid big dollars. One won the Super Bowl, the other one got hurt, would have probably made it in the playoffs. And you took your chances on the rookie. Who hasn't played like a full season yet?
Nope.
So we'll see, you know, but we'll go from there. Anthony, tell us about the Jets. What's happened with the Jets? I'm going to give you some Jet time.
Oh, I appreciate you, man. I really do. Like, listen, man, like they had a good off season. I think they gave Pro Football Magazine gave them a B on their off season. I think they did pretty good picking up some players. So, I mean,
tell us what they did.
You know, like I'm gonna tell you, from signing Priest Hall was the first thing they did, and going out to get Geno Smith, letting Justin Field go. I'm thinking now with that second pick, they might go after a quarterback. Like I was telling Byron, I mean, if Ty Simpson is on the board and he's there, because like Byron said, the Rams might come up and. You know, they can move up and get them. So I think that would probably be a next move with that second pick. And showing up the defense, our defense is going to be much improved on the back end. Like I said before, I guarantee we'll get an interception. And we'll see Garrett Wilson will be back, the offense with Geno Smith. I like what the Jets did all offseason. I'm really happy. I really want to see what they get doing the draft. Now it's time for the draft.
And that's you want to draft the lineman because you lost Tucker, right? One of the linemen.
You know, hey, Byron, I wanted to say something with Ed last week when we was talking about Tucker. Tucker's a good player when he's on the field. Let's get it right. He stayed hurt. I believe a couple of years in a row. And he tore, he had some major injuries. Like he tore his knee one time and came back and then he got hurt again. So, I mean, the dude is good, but he hardly ever stayed on the field. That's one of his problems. So
he's a former first round pick, and usually
I don't think he was a first rounder. But I think he was more of a middle rounder. We got him we had picked someone before him, if I'm not mistaken. I want to say maybe if he's a first rounder, he didn't live up to it then, because I mean when we had the Brickford Ferguson as our line, and we had Nick Mango, we had guys like I think of Kevin Malai. Remember him? That's how we're going to build this line back up. And I think what they're doing through the draft the last 2 years, they did that when they had Douglas there. So, you know, we went for the line. I think the line is going to be okay. They just need to get some more playing time. Like, it takes time to build that line.
What's your depth chart look like, though? I mean, like,
that's okay. What we did this whole year.
The AFC East, where do you see you guys coming out this year?
You know, like, we picked up some professionals this year in a free agent. That's going to help a lot of the younger people that came in this year. We got rid of all the players that don't want to be here. They're gone. Now, AG and the GM are going to get their players in here, and they're going to have to do a good job with this draft these 2 years coming up. It's going to be big. Next year's draft, we got 3 first-round picks, Vic.
That's a lot.
That is, you can actually manipulate the whole draft board next year. Even if we say we do have a good year, we still got those 3 picks. So it works to our
advantage. You have 3 draft picks coming up this year.
No, we got 2. 2.
Next year.
Next year.
I'm sorry, you have 2 this year?
We have 2 this year, and then we have 3 next year.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot.
So I think that
they can do what you need to do this year, and I think next year you start making some, you know, moves. That's a lot of draft, number one draft picks to get more draft.
Like I said,
you need a lot of time to build a draft capital, because I just think the AFC East is like I said last week, it's always dominated by 2 teams. You know what I mean?
It's always Buffalo and New England. We all know that. It's no secret. But the Jets used to be competitive. At least they would, you know, 1 year we knocked off the Patriots, you know, when Walter Scott said, I can't wait. That was like, nobody thought the Jets were going to do it then. So it takes time with, like I said, Rex was the coach back then. But, I mean, I think AG is going to get a fair shot once he gets his players. And I'm happy what the Jets are doing. I cannot sit back and be like, oh, I'm going to bash my team because they suck. Of course, they're not good. But what they're doing to build up that roster in the draft this year and next year is going to tell a whole lot. That's all I can tell you. Look what the Houston Texans did when they had the 2 first rounders. Who did they take? They took Will Anderson.
And look what Detroit did in 3 years. Byron always said that in 3 years, Detroit turned it around.
It takes time. You got to get the draft capital. You built your squad up. You stack all your picks. Finally, the Jets got some professionals in the building. I'm happy with Fitzpatrick. I'm happy with Davis. I'm happy with the big guy in the middle we got from Tennessee, Byron.
Sweat? Is
that his name? Yeah, Sweat. Yeah. So, you know, we're coming, man. That's all I can tell you. They went on 3 levels of defense, and they improved just in a free agency to me.
So. Next year, the Jets, they got like 3 number one picks. They got, I think, a twos. They got
2 fours. I think it's 2 fours, right?
They got a lot of picks in the top 100 next year.
We got like 7 picks in the first 140 picks, I think, something like that.
Like that, and that's a crazy.
How about the Dolphins this year? They got so many picks in the first, you know, 100 and something picks as well this year. The Dolphins got the bag this year. So we'll see what they do.
They'll find a way to screw that up.
Hey, they got a nail on all those picks, man. They got like they have the nail on them. Like,
well, that's why they got rid of the Waddle. And you know, even Dolphin fans are happy for Waddle because everybody liked Waddle. I mean, you didn't hear much from him. They should have gotten the ball more. He would take the ball up the middle, take some hits. He's not a big guy. He's a baller, man. I'm telling you, that's,
hey,
Broncos is a good fit for him.
They hit on A-Chain. That's who they hit on. They hit on A-Chain.
Yeah, but that's the one they can't get rid of. That guy's a baller.
Oh man, he's like Bijan, but a smaller. Like he don't make moves like Bijan, but when he gets to the that football speed goes for him, nobody's catching that dude, man. He's lightning, like he's fast. And I don't think they're gonna trade him.
Anthony,
Malik Willis, somebody. So
well, we appreciate you. Well, you never know, Malik Willis can turn around too, like these other ones. I like Malik Willis, right? Byron coming out of the draft, we liked him, right? Yeah. So he's got the potential. It's just is he on the right team? He's on the right coaching staff.
They got to give him some weapons.
These young quarterbacks need to be with, you know, either you got it or you have to be resurrected by the right coach.
Well, listen.
Jackson Dart came out and balled without the right coach, right? But then you got the Geno Smith that didn't and then came and turned it around. You have Alex Smith that didn't and came and turned around. You had Sam Darnold that didn't that came and turned around. You had Daniel Jones that didn't and then came and turned it around. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have resurrected their careers. And I said this before, probably several years ago, Byron, I think, hopefully you remember me saying this, you know. But anyways, that I think that the second string quarterback today seems to be more prepared than they've been in the past, right? Where like in the past, they just like, I'm not getting in. I'm going to hold the clip. And they would come in, and as soon as the first string quarterback came out, it was a disaster. Now you see these second string quarterbacks coming in, and they're playing pretty good. You know what I mean? It's like
you're getting paid.
All's not lost, and some of them actually skyrocket, right? So I think that's helped the league quite a bit. But Anthony, thank you as always for coming on the
show. Hey, Byron, but can I say this to Byron? You guys, I just want to say this before the Jets, though. Now, all the stuff that they've been doing, they went and got Frank Wright, right? They got rid of Justin Fields, right? I think they got rid of Hinton. One of the other quarterbacks they had in the quarterback room, and I think that was it. It tells me with that second pick, the Jets are going to take a quarterback. That's. I mean, I wanted to know what you think about that 16th pick with Ty Simpson.
Byron, you want to go first?
Let's see. They got the second pick. Second pick, you're going to take the best available football player.
Athlete, yeah. And you got Geno Smith.
The 16th pick, if Ty Simpson is available, you got to take him. Because, you know, Geno's, what, 12 years, 13 years? You know, he's
the perfect bridge quarterback to help him, let him sit for a year. The Jets don't usually do this. But this is what I'm saying. It leads me to believe with Frank Wright, they get to sit this kid and let him develop, sort of how they did a little bit with Bo Nix a little bit. Like, you got to sit a little bit to learn. And I think they need to do that, get a quarterback in there. And if Ty Simpson is that guy, you know, what do you think, Vic?
I think if they took Geno Smith, right, I don't think they're looking for a quarterback. Not right off the bat, unless one's coming available, right? Because they got Geno Smith already there. They got rid of Justin Fields. You know, Geno Smith made it to the All-Pro, wasn't he? Or he made it to the Pro Bowl. So I think the Jets, like Byron said, you need to take the best available football player you can.
Yeah, at two.
Yeah.
At two, yes. Not at the 16th pick, Vic. That's what we're talking about.
16th, yeah, but at 16th pick, by the time you get to 16th pick, you know, you got to be – who's going to be available at the 16th pick? Like, how many teams need quarterbacks right now besides the Jets?
Yeah, well, the Rams.
The Rams don't. Well, the Rams got Stafford.
He's old. So is the Jets. They got Geno Smith. He's old. So what's the difference compared to? Like,
no, you do need a quarterback. I'm not denying that. I just think that
some people say he's the best quarterback in the draft than Mendoza. That's what Dan Orlovsky says. But I'm saying like this, with the 16th pick, if the Rams don't jump to the 14th, because if the Rams make a move and jump up, they're taking Ty Simpson. So the Jets are going to have to take him at 16, or else the Rams are going to take him.
Yep.
That's what I think. That's my Jet nugget for you, Brian. And,
all right, well, we'll see what happens. All right, gentlemen. You have a great
appreciate you guys. I love you, Spike.
Good weekend. Thanks for joining, and we'll be ending our show, okay? Take care.
Peace.